Brothers and sisters, as I typed up Wallerstein's chapter, other questions came up that we'll talk about today. First, could Wallerstein serve as a bridge to solving that problem of developing a common lexicon, which I really believe we need to do to get on the same page? And relatedly, is world systems analysis the right lens, or at least what do you call a beginning lens, an intermediary lens, a start for us as a great communal mind, understanding this historical juncture and the challenges and choices before us? A lot of what we'll talk about is a development of argument that was made during the July 14th, 2013 show. Let me try to explain where I'm going with this. I believe that in order to move beyond the class system, call it evolution or reclaiming our full humanity, our lost wholeness, we have to plan and act from reality. The actual situation, which is hard to know because the reality we're given is so constructed. But we have to plan from the physical, concrete conditions in which we, the people, globally find ourselves. And I'm arguing that to ask for jobs, please, from the masters is not looking at our current situation accurately. And you ain't represented for the people, to say the least, to put that out there. Let's get clear about what this moment is, this situation is, because power is very clear. I mean, they've got nothing to do but devote their time to figure out how to stay ahead of us. And they can do the math. They can see the erosion of the resources of the planet. They have time to ponder Rosa Luxemburg's argument. Trust, they know her. They know what she said, and they know the truth of what she said. So, far from proceeding from the actual concrete conditions in which we find ourselves globally, we have been encouraged to chase phantasms, bait crafted by servants of state, sometimes with intent to succor us. For example, Hegel, paid to re-ensnare the German people. But often because the very categories in which we're trained to think exclude from our consideration the better part of the truth of what we are as living things, as human beings. There were some points made during this July 14 show, which I think we can proceed from. I think they're a good jumping off place in examining together Wallerstein's excerpt, the page on him. We have to change the infrastructure of class to move beyond class. And included in this infrastructure are the interior mental structures we could call rationalism or utilitarianism or the exclusion of reverence from our thought process. I had an example of this. Oh, I shouldn't take the time to read it, but I really appreciated it. I mean, an example of someone who's struggling with hanging on to that reverence despite enormous global society-wide pressure to not. There was an article in a recent East Bay Express, which, I mean, it's so crafted, the media. We're so being massaged into wanting what we're supposed to want in order for us to be manageable for power. And so this one, they're really trying to somehow pose as being the leaders in bringing about a healthy planet. I mean, it's just so ludicrous. And so in a recent East Bay Express, they had some feel-good article about drones are necessary for our ecology. And the reasoning is they created some phony group called, what was it called? He mentions it, the gentleman who wrote the letter in response. What's it called? Nerds for Nature, right? Yeah, right. How about paid, complicit? What? Anyway, my capacity for alliteration is at a low point this morning. Anyway, he wrote in response that the idea, quote, and when I say he, I'm talking Mr. Where's your name? Mr. I still don't have time to do this. Mr. Jeff Hoffman. Thank you, sir. He said the idea of ecological drones is an oxymoron. Like all machines, drones make unnatural noise, consume oil, pollute the air, including adding to climate change, global warming. The only way they could be considered even a necessary evil would be if they were to provide more benefits than harms. Your article didn't point any benefits from using drones. All you said is that they might provide some data on hard-to-reach marshes areas. We don't need more data in order to know the best thing we can do for natural areas is to leave them alone. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. That lifted my heart just to know that even a tiny little bit of sanity gets published. He said that, how did he conclude? He said, Nerds for Nature is a perfect example of what's wrong with worshiping science. Exactly. These people are so wrapped up in their intellects, they're totally out of touch with their instincts and gut feelings to the point where they cannot see what should be plainly obvious. Bringing machines into natural areas is harmful to the natural areas and to the planet as a whole. Thank you, sir.